Probing the Parameters of the Intergalactic Medium Using Quasars, by Tony Dalton et al. We continue our series of papers on intergalactic medium IGM traces using quasi-stellar objects QSOs, having examined gamma-ray bursts GRBs and blazars in earlier studies. We have estimated the IGM properties of hydrogen column density, NOIME, temperature and metallicity using XMM Newton QSO spectra over a large redshift range, with a collisional ionization equilibrium CIE model for the ionized plasma. The NOIME parameter results were robust with respect to intrinsic power laws, spectral counts, reflection hump and soft excess features. There is scope for a luminosity bias given both luminosity and NOIME scale with redshift, but we find this unlikely given the consistent IGM parameter results across the other tracer types reviewed. The impact of intervening high column density absorbers was found to be minimal. The NOIME from the QSO sample scales as 1 plus Z caret 1.5 plus or minus 0.2. The mean hydrogen density at Z equals 0 is N0 equals 2.8 plus or minus 0.3 x 10 to the power of minus 7 cm3. The mean IGM temperature over the full redshift range is log T per Kelvin equals 6.5 plus or minus 0.1, and the mean metallicity is x H equals minus 1.3 plus or minus 0.1 Z 0.05. Aggregating with our previous GRB and blazar traces, we conclude that we have provided evidence of the IGM contributing substantially and consistently to the total X-ray absorption seen in the spectra. These results are based on the necessarily simplistic slab model used for the IGM, due to the inability of current X-ray data to constrain the IGM redshift distribution. This was Probing the Parameters of the Intergalactic Medium Using Quasars, by Tony Dalton et al.